Writing. Section 1. Task 1. Listening and writing. Listen to the extract from the radio talk again. Use the space provided below to take notes. You can use the information from the recording and the notes you have taken to write an essay about the dangers of a sedentary lifestyle and how teenagers can avoid them. Write your essay in 200 to 250 words in the space provided below. You can use the notes you have taken. You may add any other relevant information you wish. Your notes will not be marked.
Due to television, video games, and the internet, teenagers are spending less and less time doing physical activities. Unfortunately, many of them are unaware that a sedentary lifestyle hides significant dangers. Nevertheless, these can be avoided if certain measures are taken. First of all, teenagers who do very little physical activity run the risk of gaining weight or even becoming obese because they consume more calories than they burn. Besides the fact that their metabolism slows down when they are inactive, they are more likely to eat junk food. However, consuming such foods is harmful because the preservatives, sugar, and salt they contain cause high cholesterol, increased blood pressure, and tooth decay. What's more, sedentary teens are likely to develop antisocial behaviour. As they spend most of their free time in front of a screen, they become couch potatoes and may end up isolated from the real world, without friends. Consequently, they risk suffering from psychological problems, such as depression, anxiety, and low self-esteem. Fortunately, there are a number of things that can be done in order to minimize these risks. First and foremost, parents must set a good example by doing physical activities like walking or jogging with their children, and not buying junk food for them. They could even get their children to walk or ride a bicycle to school. Moreover, schools must make sport participation obligatory, and they should invite guest speakers to inform students about the dangers of a sedentary lifestyle and unhealthy eating habits. Additionally, local authorities could build free facilities, such as youth centres, where teenagers will be able to play sports and socialise with their peers. Lastly, teenagers should make a conscious effort to spend less time in front of a TV or computer screen and more time outdoors with their friends. So while it is clear that a sedentary lifestyle hides serious dangers, if teenagers change their habits, they can easily improve both their well-being and their social lives.